Have you or your family been longtime visitors of the Tiffin Center for Conservation? Did you recently discover the beautiful slice of nature because your child attended an education program here? We'd love to hear your stories so we can share them with others. In 1969, the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, NVCA, acquired a 15.17-hectare, 37.5-acre, property on the 8th Line in Utopia from Dalton Tiffin. This property would lay the foundation for what would eventually become the Tiffin Conservation Area. In the years that followed, the NVCA acquired additional, adjacent properties, bringing the size of the conservation area to more than 120 hectares, 300 acres. Dalton Tiffin's legacy is not only extended through the name of the conservation area, but also through the ecological features he carefully nurtured during his ownership of the property. Before the forming of conservation authorities, it was common for residents to create ponds without the same ecological considerations we use today. The ponds Dalton Tiffin originally built have benefited generations of novice paddlers, and the unique pink water lilies he planted are still enjoyed by visitors to the property today. His touch is evident in the impressive red pine plantation in the group campground. His sugar bush is now used for maple syrup education and produces maple syrup for the Spring Tonic Maple Syrup Festival. This careful stewardship of the land continued under the ownership of the NVCA. For the past 54 years, the NVCA has continued to transform the Tiffin Conservation Area. In the 1980s and 90s, the introduction of buildings, infrastructure and programming laid the foundation for what is now known as the Tiffin Center for Conservation, a haven for nature enthusiasts and a destination for information, education, and special events. On any given day, the Tiffin Center buzzes with activity. Hikers and dog walkers take advantage of 11 kilometers of well-maintained trails, community members conduct business at the John Hicks Administration Center building, children attend environmental education programs and camps in the John L. Jose Environmental Learning Center, and disc golfers challenge themselves on the free course. On weekends, the property becomes a location for family gatherings, group camping, live-action role-play, celebrations and weddings, all situated in a natural setting. Visitors who were regulars in the early days of the Tiffin Conservation Area now come back with their grandchildren to explore, learn, and create new memories. NVCA staff often witness these full-circle moments firsthand while working with couples exploring the Tiffin Center as a potential wedding venue. A common thread among these couples is a shared love for the outdoors and the environment. Often, this passion for the outdoors was fostered on this very property, during camp or educational outings as kids. Has the Tiffin Center for Conservation played an important role in your life? The NVCA wants to hear from you. We are looking to develop a network of individuals with a shared love of Tiffin to share their memories. Did you attend school programs, embark on hikes, or witness the seasonal changes of the sugarbush? Whether you're a recent visitor or haven't been back in years, your experiences are part of the Tiffin Center's rich history. We encourage you to send in your photos or tell us a story about your time at the Tiffin Center. Email them to us at lands@nvca.on.ca. Elise Barr Klauman is the events facilitator with the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority.